All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. You ready to get into it today? It's
Yeah.
something we all deal with.
For sure.
Apologies.
The art of the apology.
Exactly. And we're going to learn about it from a pretty unexpected source, actually.
Yeah. This is a fun one.
An English language learning program.
Yeah, who knew, right? But it's actually fascinating because while it is focused on language, the psychology and strategy behind a good apology are universal.
Right, you don't have to be learning English to screw up an apology.
Yeah, exactly. So whether you are navigating like a personal mishap or a cross-cultural faux pas, the principles are surprisingly similar.
So how do our English language instructors set this up?
Well,
How do they dive into this?
they start right off the bat with a great anecdote.
Okay.
Marco, one of the instructors, he accidentally deletes one of Erica's presentations. Poof, gone. Talk about a tech nightmare.
Oh, man.
But then he delivers this apology that is so good that Erica can't even stay mad.
So what's the secret? Like, what makes an apology that good that you can't even be mad?
That's what I find so fascinating about apologies. They're not just about saying sorry like a robot.
Right.
There's so much more to it. Like, think about it. Timing, sincerity, your body language,
Wow.
all of that plays a role in conveying true remorse. And actually, Marco and Erica, they demonstrate this throughout the whole program. They show us the wrong way to apologize,
Yeah.
and then they show us the right way. It's like a master class in reading between the lines.
I love it. So they start with the basics,
Yeah.
right? They start with those essential apology phrases like,
I
I'm
have to,
sorry.
yeah.
I apologize
Going to
for
take.
my bad, all the classics.
But here's what blew my mind.
Okay.
They demonstrated how even like a tiny shift in your tone of voice can completely change how "I'm sorry" comes
Oh,
across.
yeah.
It was like a crash course in emotional intelligence.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, you know, when you can just tell someone's not really sorry, even though they're saying the words.
Totally.
Yeah, and we're constantly reading each other's subtle cues, even when we don't realize it.
Yeah.
So even a slight change in the wording or how you deliver the apology can make all the difference in how it's received.
Okay, so we got the phrases, we got the tone.
Yeah.
Now what? Because there's got to be more
Well,
than just saying the words the right way.
they take it to the next level
Okay.
with role playing.
Well, fun.
Yeah, and they set up these scenarios that are super relatable, like being late, accidentally breaking something, forgetting a date. They even threw in a curveball like double booking appointments. I've so been there.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And what I loved about these scenarios is they highlight the importance of going beyond just sorry.
Okay.
You know, so for example, like if you're late for a meeting because you hit every red light,
Yeah.
do you think just muttering sorry is going to cut it?
I mean, I hope so, but probably not.
Probably not, especially if it like threw the whole schedule off.
Right.
So a good apology includes explaining what happened, but it's got to be done in a way that shows that you understand the impact and that you're taking responsibility. No excuses allowed.
Right.
Right. So it's not just like brushing it off. It's like,
Yeah,
hey, I messed up and I get why it's a problem.
exactly.
It's a good way to put it. But how do you explain things well? I'm terrible at that.
Well, the program actually gives you some specific phrases to start with, like "the thing is,"
Okay.
or "what happened was," almost like setting the stage for a good explanation.
Oh, that's good because I need that. I need those like setup phrases because I just start rambling and then I make it worse usually.
Don't worry, we all have those moments.
Yeah.
What's important is we learn from them. And the program emphasizes being honest, keeping it brief, and most importantly, not making excuses. That's a surefire way to make things
All
worse.
the excuses. I'm so guilty of that. Like, I'm sorry I forgot your birthday, but I've been swamped.
Right.
But now that you mention it,
Yeah.
that does sound kind of minimizing.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, "Yeah, I messed up, but it's not really my fault."
Right.
And that can make the other person feel like you're not taking their feelings seriously.
Okay, so no excuses.
Yeah.
Got it. But what about those times when you do have a legitimate reason?
Okay.
Like a flat tire on the way to a job interview.
Right.
How do you explain that without sounding like you're making excuses?
That's a great question. And it actually leads us to a really interesting point that the program makes. It's
Okay.
not just what you say, but how you say it.
Oh.
And that brings us to the cultural side of things. Remember, this started as an English language learning program, right?
Right.
Well, they dedicate a whole section to how apologies can differ wildly across
Oh,
cultures.
really?
Yeah.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, it's
So
fascinating.
it's not enough to just say sorry in a different language.
Not at all. a gesture that might be totally normal in one culture
Okay.
could be like a giant slap in the face in another. It's all about understanding those nuances, especially in our globalized world.
Give me an example
Oh,
because
no.
I need a picture in my head.
All right, picture this. You're in Japan and you accidentally bump into someone on the train. A deep, sincere bow is expected. It shows real remorse. But try that same bow in some Western cultures, and people might think you're being overly formal or even sarcastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like the same action, but totally different meaning depending on where you are.
So it's not just about translating your apology, it's about understanding the cultural context.
Exactly. It's about showing respect by tailoring your apology to the person you're apologizing to. And that can make a huge difference in building trust. Now, speaking of things that can make or break an apology, remember those apology pitfalls Marco and Erica acted out?
Oh, yeah.
Those were hilarious, but also super insightful.
I'm pretty sure we've all been guilty of at least one of those blunders
Oh, yeah.
at some point in our lives. I know I have.
For sure.
Like that whole over-apologizing thing.
Oh, yeah.
I used to think the more sorries, the better. But now I realize it can actually make you sound insincere.
It's like anything else. Too much of a good thing can backfire.
Right.
Over-apologizing can dilute the sincerity of a genuine apology. It's like you're not really owning up to what you did. You're just trying to make the awkwardness go away.
And what about making excuses? Ugh, that's another one I'm prone to. I'm sorry I forgot your birthday, BUT. I've been so busy.
Right.
It seemed so harmless at the time.
Yeah.
But now I see how it undermines the whole apology.
Exactly. The but is a sneaky one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It shifts the focus away from taking responsibility. Instead of acknowledging the impact of your actions, you're trying to justify them.
So what's the solution? Just rip off the band-aid and say I messed up.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's not always that simple,
Yeah.
but the core principle is owning up to your actions without deflecting blame. Remember the traffic example?
Yeah.
Instead of, sorry I'm late, BUT traffic was a nightmare.
Yeah.
You could say, I'm really sorry I'm late. I got stuck in traffic and should have left earlier. I know this messed up the schedule and I'll do my best to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. It's like you're acknowledging the impact, you're taking responsibility, and you're even offering a solution for the future. No more hiding behind the butt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of things we often hide behind, let's talk about defensiveness. It's
Yeah.
a natural human reaction, right?
But when we get defensive during an apology, it's like we're putting up a wall and shutting down any real communication.
Ugh, yes. I hate it when people get defensive. It just makes me want to argue even more, but I've definitely been guilty of it myself.
Oh, yeah.
It's like as soon as someone points out my mistake, I'm ready to fight back.
We've all been there. It's that primal instinct to protect ourselves. But here's the thing. When we get defensive, we're essentially saying, it's not my fault. You're wrong to be upset. And that's not exactly conducive to making things right.
So how do we overcome that defensiveness? I mean, it's not like we can just flip a switch and become apology masters overnight.
Well, the first step is awareness.
Right.
Recognizing that defensiveness is often a knee-jerk reaction and consciously choosing a different response.
Okay, awareness is key. But what about the actual response?
Yeah.
What do we say instead of getting all defensive? Is there like a magic
Yeah.
phrase?
No magic phrase, unfortunately. But the program does offer some really valuable insights into how to apologize effectively, even in those tough situations where our instinct is to get defensive. And that's where those advanced apology techniques come in. Advanced apology techniques for those times, you know, when a simple sorry just doesn't cut it.
Yeah. Sometimes sorry feels too casual,
Right.
too easy,
Oozie.
especially when you've really messed up.
Exactly. Like when you need to show that you really get it,
Yeah.
that you understand the weight of the situation. So the program dives into these phrases that pack a bit more punch. They convey deeper remorse and understanding.
Okay, like what?
Well, they suggest things like, I sincerely regret,
Right.
or I understand the inconvenience I've caused.
No.
They even have one that's like, please accept my heartfelt apology. It sounds almost formal, you know, but also super powerful.
Yeah, those phrases definitely hit differently. It's like you're not just acknowledging the mistake, you're
Yeah.
owning up to the weight of the situation.
Exactly. It's about showing the other person that you truly get it. You understand how your actions impacted them. And that sincerity can be a game changer, especially if you've damaged trust or hurt someone's feelings.
You know, it makes me think about a time I really messed up with a friend, and I went with a casual, sorry. But looking back, I should have acknowledged the hurt I caused. Like, I sincerely regret that my words hurt you.
Yeah.
It feels so much more meaningful.
It's like you're not just apologizing for the action itself,
Right.
you're apologizing for the pain you caused.
Yeah.
That's a whole other level of empathy.
You know, going through all of this, it really hits home how much we underestimate the power of a good apology. We think it's just a quick fix, but it can actually be this incredible tool for growth, for understanding, for building even stronger connections.
It's like apologies are these tiny but mighty seeds. You plant them with sincerity and awareness, and they can blossom into something truly beautiful.
I love that. Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into the art of apologies, what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from all this?
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that apologies aren't just about saying the magic words. It's about cultivating a mindset of empathy, taking responsibility, and having a genuine desire to make things right.
Yeah.
And that's something we can all work on no matter what language we speak or where we come from.
Beautifully put. So, dear listener, as you go about your day, consider this. How can you turn your apologies into acts of understanding and connection? How can you take those sorries and turn them into something truly meaningful?
Because the art of apology, when practiced with sincerity and awareness, has the power to transform not just our relationships, but ourselves as well.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the intricate and often underestimated art of saying sorry. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep those apologies genuine.